I talked about this earlier, but I want to go back to Romans 12, 2 once again today. Hear the word of God. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know what this says to me? It says to me that if we're going to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, we can't be on autopilot. We can't just let the world take us down its direction. There's going to be an effort that's going to need to be involved here. If we're going to renew our mind so that we can be transformed, beloved, we're going to have to be in the Word of God. The Word of God is living and active and sharper than a two-edged sword. And when we're in the Word and we let the Word reign in us and over us so that we can be conformed by it, we find ourselves standing in a place before Hashem, before Father God, that we're sanctified before Him, that we've been washed, the Scripture says, by the water of the Word. This takes effort. This means that we have to spend time in the Word every day. We have to spend time taking God's Word into our life because His Word washes us, transforms us, and sanctifies us. So I want to encourage you, if you're serious about the Lord, you can't just walk through life and just assume that everything's going to be okay, that you're going to be okay, that your thinking's going to be okay, that your action's going to be okay. No, the Lord tells us that we need to take responsibility to be transformed by renewing our mind. So I want to ask you, do you wake up every morning spending time in God's Word? Even if it's just reading a chapter or two a day, if you're not in God's Word, my friend, your mind will not be renewed. We are saved by the Word of God. In the olden days, new believers used to carry around little Bibles all the time. Unfortunately, today, too many of God's people just want to go and listen to the worship music. We need the worship music, but even more than that, we need God's Word if our minds are going to be renewed and we're going to be transformed.